Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies. We are back in our second week of our series, The Power of Self-Perception, and I am your host, Sonya Walker. I am really excited about what God is doing in your life and in my life as well. I never felt so strongly about a message that I had this year. At the beginning of the year, I began to talk about birthing your purpose and how this is the year for you to bear fruit. And it's time out for being busy but not productive. It's time out for saying what you do not believe that you will see. Or we say that we want things, and we just talking, but our actions are not lining up with what we believe we heard God say. And so I pray that this lesson is blessing you. I pray that you are being still and listening to the voice of the Lord, because it's so important for us to tune out everything else and to listen to what is God saying about me? I was created for a reason. I was created for a purpose. What is that purpose? And so I'm really excited again about this series. Your notes, of course, will be online along with the message. Grab your friends, tell other women about it, encourage other women, empower other women to live their best life. So oftentimes we are so consumed with our own little cliques and our own little crew that we forget that we're all women and we all have the same struggle and we all need encouragement and we all need to be empowered and we all need to be supported and told that you are well able to do and to become everything that God has ordained, predestined for you to be. So we're going to start out with prayer. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you, God, for women who's listening. Lord, I pray that they don't hear me, that they hear you, because we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Lord, I pray, God, that not only do they hear you, God, but that it creates action steps, that it creates a plan, that it creates another level of purpose in their life, another level of destiny. And so, Lord, we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Okay, ladies, we're doing the series, The Power of Self-Perception. And on last week we talked about image and how it is both mental and tangible, and that whatever you think will become a reality, whether it's good or bad, whether it's positive or negative, whether it is good or evil, it will manifest itself in your life, and that your life is a reflection of what's in your heart. You know, oftentimes women say things like, you know, why do I keep meeting the same kind of people? Why do I keep meeting the same kind of man, for example? But the men don't know each other, but you are the common denominator between all of them. And so that is just a reflection of what is in you. So we are going to, out of that series this week, we're going to talk about when perception speaks. When perception speaks. And we're going to come out of Numbers chapter 13, verse 1 and 2, and then we're going to skip down to 17 through 33. Numbers 13, starting at verse 1, and if you didn't get it, of course, it will be in your notes.
It says, and the Lord said to Moses, send men to explore and scout out for yourselves the land of Canaan, which I give to the Israelites. Listen to that. He's giving them instructions, and he says after he gives the instructions, I've already given it to you. From each tribe of their fathers, you shall send a man, every one a leader or head among them. Okay? So God gives Moses the instructions. He says, I want you to go and I want you to scout the land. And I have already given it to you, but I just want you to go and scout it out. And so oftentimes that's what we are to do. When God gives us instructions, we are to do our research. We are to go and look at what he has given us to do. Most of the time, when God gives us something to do, most of the time we don't want to research it. We rather ask other people the answer. You know, nobody wants to go through the process of looking and researching on how to do this. What will it take for me to do this? He's already given it to you, but you still have to go out and look and see and figure out how to do it, how to become it. You can't say, I want to be a doctor and not go and check out a school. You can't say that God is wanting me to write a book and you don't research how to write a book. So you always have to research. God has already given it to you. He told you that in the beginning, but you have to now be willing to do the research. You have to go and look and see and check out what it is that he just told you. So let's go down to verse 17 through 33. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I would like for you to read it in its entirety at your leisure. It says, Moses sent them to scout out the land of Canaan and said to them, get up this way by south and go up into the hill country and see what the land is and whether the people who dwell there are strong or weak, few or many, and whether the land they live in is good or bad, and whether the cities they dwell in are camps or strongholds. What are you fighting against? What are you coming up against? See, you have to understand that the enemy studies you, but you have to study your enemy. You have to study what it is that God is calling you to do. You have to seek out the land and seek what you need to do, and what are you up against, and what will it cost you to do it, okay? It says, so they went up and scouted out the land. We're going to scroll on down here. So Moses has given the instructions. They're going, and this is the interesting part. So they come back. They tell Moses in verse 27, we came to the land to which you sent us. Surely it flows with milk and honey. This is its fruit. They brought back fruit. They brought back evidence that this land is fruitful, that this land is producing, that this land is productive. It says, but the people who dwell there are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, there we saw the sons of Anak, which are giants. Amalekite dwells in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the hill country, and the Canaanite dwells by the sea along by the side of the Jordan River. Verse 30, Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, listen to what he said. In spite of everything he saw, he said, let us go up at once and possess it. We are well able to conquer it. But his fellow scouts said, we are not able to go up against the people of Canaan, for they are stronger than we. So they brought the Israelites an evil report of the land which they had scouted out, saying, the land through which we went to spied out land that devours its inhabitants. listen to this. I want you to underline this. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Verse 33. There we saw the giants who came from giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. Okay, so here it is. You have them coming back with two reports. Out of the 12 leaders that were sent, only two of them believed that they were able. The other 10 gave an evil report saying, we can't do this. And they said in verse 33, it says, I want you to underline this, we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. How they thought about themselves reflected in their enemy. So they saw themselves as grasshoppers, and their enemy saw them as grasshoppers. Okay? So our next scripture, I want you to go over to Luke 6 and 45. Luke 6 and 45. And I'm going to read this one from the NIV. All right? It says, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. An evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. I want you to underline that. The heart speaks what it's full of. So out of your heart flow the issues of life. Out of your heart, the mouth speaks. So they were speaking from their heart. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. Remember on last week, I said, there's a scripture, it's in your notes. It says, as water reflects your face, so does your life reflect what's in your heart. So when they saw themselves as grasshoppers, their enemy, their reflection, saw them back as grasshoppers. Okay? So we understand then that all of this comes from where? The heart. So out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So that means that this is our place of perception. So what is the heart? I want you to write this down. Your heart is the seat of your reflection. Your heart is the seat of your reflection. All right? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What is the heart? The heart is where your mind, your will, and your emotions are. Okay? So that means that your mind reflects what's in your heart. Your emotions reflect what's in your heart. Your will reflects what's in your heart. Because why? Your heart is the seat of your reflection. It is a place of authority. Okay? So then we understand that if I see myself, then no matter what God say, because no matter what God said, in Numbers chapter 1, verse 1, chapter 13, he had already told them that he had given them the land. So then, why didn't they believe that? Are you going to church every Sunday? Are you praying for God to show you something, to give you something that you really don't believe? Because guess what? You're not going to get it. If you don't believe it, you're not going to get it. No, God's word does not return to him void. Okay? So I want you to understand that. It will accomplish it. It might not be through you, but it will get accomplished. See, we think that God is going to force us to become who he created us to be. That's inaccurate. If God says that this is going to happen, whether you decide to do it or not, it's still going to happen. Let's talk about it. Okay, so let's go back. We're going to prove this. Let's go back to Numbers. We're going to go into 14. All right? It says that night, verse 1, all of the members of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, if only we had died in Egypt or in this wilderness, why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? I want to stop right there. Let me pause there and let me backtrack for a moment. There were 12 spies. Two of them believed God. In spite of what they saw, they still were saying, you know, we can do this. In spite of how much it's going to cost you to go to school, you still got to say, I can do this. In spite of your wanting to write a book and you don't have no money, and you got to believe that in spite of what I see, I believe, because he wouldn't have told me to do it. He wouldn't have told me that I can have it if I was not able to. Because ability has nothing to do with money, but it has everything to do with you believing that God entrusting what he said to you. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We walk by faith and not by sight, right? So then you had 10 other spies who were like, they brought back an evil report saying, you know what, it's giants in the land. We can't do this. We can't. They're going to kill us over there. No, you dreaming too big. You know what? Your dreams are just too big. You can't do that. No, you know how you were raised. And you know that you were not raised and you cannot write and you can't do this. Now you know you don't have no money to do what you say you're going to do. Don't you hear that a lot? So let me share something with you. You're going to hear more people come against it than you are going to hear people who are going to tell you, yeah, you know what, you're able. You know what? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yeah, I know it hurts, but you're going to make it. You're going to have little support. People think that when you're walking in purpose, that you're going to have this big parade of people who are going to encourage you and empower you. But can I just tell you the truth? Mostly everything that God has given me, I have very little to no support. Little to nothing. I'm not talking about, and I'm not talking about what you see, that's imagery on social media. I'm talking about the reality. The reality is you got to believe it even when it don't look like it's going to happen. You got to believe it, and you got to speak it. One of the young ladies, it blessed me, oh, my God, it blessed me, that on her weight loss journey that she would decide to wear one of our beautifully speaking T-shirts that said, I love me. That blessed me so. And she said in her post, that she hung those jeans up and she kept speaking to those jeans. I'm going to wear them.
I'm going to wear you. I'm going to wear these jeans again. And when she put them on and put on the I Love Me tee, oh, my God, it reminded me that it's what you shall have whatever you say. So what are you saying? What are you saying when no one is looking? I'm not talking about fronting. I'm talking about what do you say when you by yourself? What do you say within yourself? Because that's what's going to reflect in your life. It's time to stop saying things that you don't even believe in your heart. Why? Because your mind, your will, and your emotions are going to line up with what you believe in your heart, regardless of, because you can't say that you believe and your mind, your will, and your emotions don't line up with what you say. That's how you have to align, you have to be one within yourself. You have to be one within yourself. And if you go on down, I want to finish this, and then I want to go to another scripture that I believe that the Lord is leading me to, and I will definitely add it to the notes. I want to find this. We're still in Numbers 14. He goes down. Moses is having a conversation with the Lord. And the Lord tells him, he says, how long, in verse 26, will this wicked community grumble against me? Mm-hmm. See, because when God tells you to do something, and you start grumbling and complaining, talking about you can't do it, do you not know he calls that wicked? He said, I've heard the complaints of these grumbling Israelites, so tell them as surely as I live, declares the Lord, and the Lord does not die. Okay, so as long as he is God, which is forever, he says, I will do to you the very thing I heard you say. Wait a minute. He says he don't do what you said. Because your perception started talking instead of you speaking what you heard by faith. He says, so tell them as surely, in verse 20, 14 and 26, so tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very thing I heard you say. In this wilderness, your bodies will fall. Every one of you, 20 years or older, who, and then it talks about no one, listen to this, verse 30, not one of you will enter the land that I swore to you, except the two who believed. Hold on. Wait a minute. That confirms what we just said. His word does not return to him void. Because guess what? The ones who believe are still going into the promised land. The ones who spoke against it never saw their purpose, never saw their destiny, never reached their ability, never became who God called them to be. Why? Because he says, I'm going to do what you say. You are grumbling and complaining about what you cannot do when I just told you you could do it. But, okay, since you want to keep grumbling and complaining, they kept talking about, you know what, we should just go back to Egypt. What is Egypt? The familiar? Let me just go back to the way things were. Because then you have to ask yourself the question, why are you seeking the Lord for something new and still longing for the familiar? Can't have both. as Ruth, as Orpah, on their journey. There had to become a split in the road where Ruth said, "Where you go, Naomi, I'll go." Orpah cried and wept and turned around and went back to the familiar, and we never heard from her again. But Ruth went on. In spite of how she failed, in spite of what she saw, she had faith to believe that my best days are before me, not behind me. And what did she do? She met Boaz. She became a queen. You are right now are at the fork in the road. Either you're going to do it or you're not. Either you're going to go back to what you normally do, or you're going to trust God, because this is a trust issue, and move forward. You have to understand, beauties, that God is not a man that he should lie, son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he's going to do it. The problem is you want to know step by step, instruction by instruction. You don't want to go through the process of becoming who God has already called you to be. So he says, okay, you grumbling and you complaining. We talked last week about you being quiet. Shut your mouth. It says man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. David said, Lord, help me with my unbelief. Don't grumble, don't complain. Let me tell you something. When I'm in walking around in my boutique and it don't even look like nobody's coming in. Did nobody come in yesterday? I have to have the strength to get up and get dressed again, to go back into a store not knowing if somebody's going to buy anything this day. And then it might be 3 days where nobody has bought anything. And then I have to remind myself, son, he already gave it to you. Hold on. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Beauties, our time is up. I just so want you to say within yourself, God, I don't know how you're going to do it. You told me that I could. I don't know when you're going to do it, but you told me that you would. So, Lord, help me with my unbelief. Well, beauties, our time is up. I pray that this week you would just really seek God and open up your heart to him. God bless you. May God keep you. Everything is on the website at eowbiblestudy.com. And I'm going to be praying God to the Lord for you, that this be the year that you walk in your divine purpose. Have a blessed evening.